Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I need you to pay really, really close attention. So whatever you're doing, I want your attention now. Have you ever heard this song during the nighttime? That, my friends, is the sound of a willy wagtail. Now, over the past 3 years, researchers at the University of Melbourne have been recording the sounds of willy wagtails across Victoria, and they found out that they sing mostly during full moon nights. It turns out they quite like the moonlight for their performances. To draw some light on this research, we are joined by bioscience PhD candidate from the University of Melbourne, Ashton Dickerson. Good morning.
Good morning, Marlene. Thanks for having me on the show today.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, most people will hear the willy wagtail bird singing during the day, but they actually sing at night, which really surprised me, because they're not nocturnal. So why do they sing during night?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And to be perfectly honest, that's what we're still trying to figure out. So we have found that we've seen this relationship with moonlight, and that gives us a few hints. What we think is that it likely functions to attract mates. So birdsong is this flashy display. So the birds can attract partners, but it's also the way they defend their territory. So they use it for territory defense. We think that the nighttime song might have a similar function, but we're hoping to confirm that soon.
Right, so it's a bit of both. And that's quite interesting that they choose the nighttime for their serenading time. So why do they draw to the moon specifically?
So with our research, we did do it in the bush in dark areas where there's no other sources of light. At night, all they get is that brightness from the moon. So what we're thinking is when there's a bright moon, there's increased visibility. You can see a lot better. So we're wondering that because they're singing more when it's bright at night, well, maybe they're also moving around as well. Maybe it's a way that they're not only able to be heard at night, but also seen. So that's some of the ideas that we're exploring.
That literally gives them the limelight. You mentioned there about how it gives them that brightness. How much research is there about how the intensity of the moonlight affects birdsong in general across all birds?
Yeah, there actually isn't that much research, and most of it has been conducted in the Northern Territory in places like North America and Europe.
Right.
But what's been really interesting is that there's also been variation in the sort of results that we see. For some birds, they sing more when it's extra dark at night, and some birds don't respond to the light levels at night at all, which makes our willy wagtail here in Australia quite unique to find out that they're singing more as it gets brighter at night.
It's so interesting. We have this whole idea of like the werewolf singing to the moon. I never pictured it, the sweet little willy wagtails to be part of that.
Yeah, it's extra interesting too because it's a long-standing folktale. People have for a long time believed this to be true, but it's just never been backed by science until now. So it was really exciting to find out that that story that people believe is in fact true.
Now, what happens when there are heaps of like artificial light, like street lights? Could the willy wagtail confuse them for moonlight?
Absolutely great question, because that's the next stage of my research. So now that we've seen that willy wagtails are responding to this natural light at night, we want to find out whether our light pollution, our street lights, our building lights do change the way that willy wagtails behave. We find willy wagtails in cities as well, so it's going to be really interesting to investigate that further.
That's a really interesting one, especially how artificial light or even sound affects bird life. It's definitely on the horizon. Now, just before you go, I wanted to put you on the spot and ask you what your favourite fact or story about willy wagtails are.
Oh, I think it's really interesting that they're a really well-loved bird today, but if you look at Indigenous culture, they often have actually quite a negative connotation attached to them.
Right.
In some tribes, they believe that willy wagtails are secret stealers and that they like to trick children into following them and running away, never to be seen again. And yeah, they were believed to be ill omens in a lot of areas of Australia. So I think that's really cool.
Wow, that's definitely really interesting. And you can kind of hear it in their little chirping sound. It does sound like a little bit like a secret whispering in the ear. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about it.
Thanks so much.